Owatonna High School football coach Jeff Williams. The Huskies won at Rochester Mayo on Friday night, 31-14. Boy, a lot of things happened in that game. Some good, some bad. Some guys hurt, some guys not. Huskies come out with the win, but there was certainly adversity all the way around at times, Jeff.
There was, and Mayo came in with a great game plan, both offensively and defensively. They effectively played a goal line defense against us all night. Every time that we tried to run, there were 11 guys at the point of attack, and every time we tried to throw, there were guys in our quarterback's face, and they just made it really tough sledding for us. You know, we were able to gain enough traction to put some points up, throughout the course of the game, but they really were very sticky, and I read someplace they only ran their tailback twice in the game. Their quarterback obviously pulled it down a couple of times, a very elusive kid. And the rest of the time they were in five wide and threw the ball around and turned it into a 7-on-7 game. And, our secondary, I thought, performed well, but, it extends the game. It was a three-hour game. I think it was 9:58 when I looked down, and we were going out to shake hands. So to play for 3 hours in that heat on the artificial turf and making our kids run all over the place, which we did to them as well, and they had as many cramping issues as we did, it was just a long, drawn-out affair where a lot of things happened, like you said.
Owatonna's defense did a good job with the tough time moving the ball. The Huskies' defense set up the Huskies' offense with some short drives, and you guys converted on fourth down on a few big plays.
Yeah, we got some really, really nice possession receptions from Trulson to Matt Williams to extend some drives. And, as you said, late in the game, I thought our pressure on Sheehan was awesome, and we were able to come up with a couple of interceptions. Keenan Young had one, and Peyton Beyer had two down the stretch that put our offense in great field position, and we were able to punch two touchdowns in coming off of those. And finally kind of put those guys in our rearview mirror. But, it was just a hard-fought game all the way. And, it was 17-14 late in the game. Mm-hmm. And our defense just really, really stepped up and made some big plays. And, hats off to those kids for battling through and, finding a way to get back out on the field after cramping and that sort of thing. We had to, ride some two-way starters who really weren't used to playing the full four quarters, especially on both sides of the ball. And then, our defensive staff obviously did a great job of scheming to take care of the five wide, which we had practiced, with our core defense, but didn't expect that we'd necessarily see that every snap. And so it did require some adjustments, getting a fifth defensive back on the field to help us with some matchup situations, and ultimately it paid off in the third and fourth quarter.
Rochester Mayo, after Owatonna was leading 17-7 at the half, Mayo took that opening drive of the second half and marched 10 plays and 80 yards to pull within 17-14. And I think they might have had the ball on your side of midfield maybe one more time after that and threw some passes down the field. And, boy, they had some highlight reel misses, really, guys that almost made some incredible catches. And some of those guys are pretty young guys. While the quarterback graduates, that Mayo team is real deep in receiver, and they lost a good guy to injury.
They've got a lot of really solid skill position guys. Their quarterback is the guy who makes it all happen. He's the straw that stirs the drink, and his ability to extend plays with his escapability and force our man-to-man coverage to cover for 7, 8, 9, 10 seconds sometimes. It's just an awful lot to ask. And, they missed on a couple of big play possibilities that obviously could have changed the outcome. So we got out of there with a little bit of luck and a little bit of skill, and obviously needed that luck, and it just, I think they had probably 12, 15 penalties, but it just didn't seem to matter. I mean, if they're third and three or if they're third and 33, they're doing the same things. They, pressure you down the field and find ways to pry guys open, extend plays, and they're just dangerous every single time that they snap the ball, as we knew that they would be.
Some guys for Owatonna to mention. We talked about Beyer at those two interceptions late in the game. He's one of those guys that kept coming back from cramping. Carson DeCamp caught a nice touchdown pass, made a lot of plays on defense.
Yeah, Carson's a warrior. You know, he's pretty beat up, bumps and bruises, nothing more serious than that. But, you know, he's just a warrior on both sides of the ball. And just his ability to block defensive tackles, his ability to catch the ball down the field, to get himself open, and has great hands. And then, you know, he's such a force at linebacker, a big, solid kid who moves very well. And he's obviously a top-notch football player, and Beyer is just unbelievably athletic, and he's getting a sense for, you know, how to play that corner position now, and developing some anticipation, knowing what the quarterback's going to do with the ball before the quarterback does it, and then finding himself in the right place at the right time, and just a couple of huge interceptions to, you know, obviously put our offense in good field position so that we can, you know, punch one in, but as importantly, to get Mayo's offense off the field.
31-14 was the final. Huskies beating Mayo last night. And we mentioned Matt's name, Matt Williams. Couple of nice catches, at least a couple of nice catches. Nice write-up by John in the paper here this week as well. But he made some great catches.
He did, and, you know, we see him as a possession-type receiver, a guy who can move the chains, and he did that, you know, consistently for us. And that's going to be important if we see these guys again. You know, there are certain things that we saw, you know, throughout the course of the game that hopefully we can exploit if we have to see these guys again, because they're a good football team and they're going to be around for the long haul.
I think he had about seven catches, if we've got the notes right on that, somewhere around that last night. Keenan Young, special teams, he does some pretty incredible things and had that interception.
Yeah, what a super athlete that kid is, you know, national caliber hurdler, and he showed that on his kickoff returns, put us into great field position on those, and almost busted that that interception, and, you know, just a superb athlete, and another kid that has done a nice job of learning that corner position, learning to anticipate. His coverage gets better each week, and we're going to continue to need that. You know, we need these kids to step up so that we can get kids, you know, off of the other side of the ball as much as possible. And that he's been a real pleasant surprise through 4 weeks.
Is there anybody else that right away comes to mind that really stands out that we should mention?
Well, I was just pleased with, you know, how the kids battled through adversity. You know, it was a team effort in that regard, and we have not been tested yet. You know, that's been pretty well documented. So, you know, I guess my gut is it was a team effort of kind of staring down adversity in the face and finding a way to overcome it in very difficult, warm, humid circumstances. So that's probably the takeaway that I had.
31-14 again, the final. The Huskies will go to Faribault next week. Falcons won a close one over Albert Lee. An early scouting report on Faribault?
You know, they came back and won last night against Albert Lee. Hit a touchdown pass with, I think, 55 or 58 seconds left in the game. They're scrappy. You know, they get very fired up to play Owatonna, and you know, we saw Mayo do that to us last night. Like I said, they had schemed for an awfully long time to put together a game plan that would give us trouble, which it did, and we expect that against Faribault as well. They're going to put everything that they have into this game. It's a very important game for them, and we're going to have to do likewise.
All right, Owatonna comes out of last night's game, survives it all. It was a wild game. A lot of things happened. The Huskies won it 31-14 over Rochester Mayo. Guys need to rest up a little bit here for a while. Jeff, I appreciate your time, and congratulations to the team on a win.
Thank you very much, Roy.
Owatonna coach Jeff Williams, Coach's Show, KRFO, and the KRFO app.